Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, it's once again an extreme pleasure to be here with you this morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse right here at 100 Courthouse Square in Salina, Tennessee. We come to you live and in living color every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and we'll remind everyone that this show will be broadcast again this evening, hopefully at 6 o'clock, if we don't have any type of conflict with basketball tournaments going on. So we have to kind of be worried about that this time of the year, since the basketball teams are playing at odd hours and odd nights now. But we'd like to welcome you in, and we've got a great show lined up this morning. We've got the folks from the Clay County Health Department over here. They make a visit usually at least once or twice a year to come in and kind of fill us in on some of the things going on over there. And I guess we'll go ahead and take our first little break here, and we'll come back. And we have Andy Langford, the director over there, who's going to be first up, I think. Then he's going to call on his folks to come up to the microphone, and we're going to find out what all the workers do over there after we get through with Andy. So we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We're back. As I said a few moments ago, we have the folks over at the health department here with us. And let's see, I think I'm going to postpone going through some of our local news first and get straight into Andy and his folks here. As I said a moment ago, we have Andy Langford, who is the director here, and I know he's been with us a couple three times before. And Andy, how long have you been with us here in Clay County as director?
As director, I've probably been over here 10 to 12 years now, Clay County. I've also have Overton County, Fentress County, Pickett County. But Clay County, after about 10 to 15 years, feels like home.
So you're kind of a regional director of. Do you have specific areas you work here and at the other places? Or
the Upper Cumberland region. Every health department, every county in the state has a health department. And so in this region, which is the Upper Cumberland region, we have 14 health departments. And our regional health office, where our regional director, medical director, and our program directors are, that provide support out to our health departments. They're based in Cookeville, and the building is right on the corner there of 111 and I-40. Some people may have seen that, a big, newer-type building with a wavy-type roof. That is our regional office, but they provide support to us out at the health department. And so, like I said, though, here in Clay County, Clay, Overton, Fentress, and Pickett are the four counties that I have. Usually every county director has 2 to 3 or 4 counties that they work in. At this time, there were days years ago when I used to have a set schedule on when I could be certain places, but with the different programs and the way we have things going on now, it's like what I try to do is be over here in Clay County or a couple times a week, but we also communicate phone, email. We stay in touch now with the different things we have going on within our program. So,
hey, Andy, I know funding for the regional health department in Tennessee, is this a state program or is it a state federal cooperative type thing, or exactly the funding for the Clay County Health Department?
That is a question that I really like to answer, because really this is a collaborative effort as far as what we try to do through public health. The Clay County Health Department is a county facility. The county owns the building. I present a budget every year to Clay County government, and we work with the county commissioners and the county mayor to pay the light bill, they pay to keep us up and operating. The employees that are in the county health department are a mixture of state employees and some county employees. So we receive monies from the state Department of Health, county, and also we receive federal grants that flow down through the state, but also the county helps us administer those grants. So it's really a unique and wonderful thing to see all the agencies working together to make public health work.
Okay, and of course I know that used to be was right across the creek from the high school. And the thing of irony, I don't know whether I need to throw this out or not, but that used to be where the high school folks would slip across the creek to have a smoking area over in the parking lot of the health department. I think Betty's agreeing because she remembers that. I think it's kind of ironic, if that was one of the things.
Well, that's one thing now that we really, we are we're very, we're trying to promote tobacco-free zones,
right.
and tobacco prevention is very important as far as what we're trying to do now in public health and let the people in the communities know that the ill effects that tobacco can
right.
provide. And so days have changed quite a bit for public health, but also just tobacco use over the years.
Right. Like I said, yeah. It's kind of ironic that we banned it on the high school campus and they slip across to the health department to smoke. So. Now, enough with the humor. All right, Andy, if you've got any other programs right now that you want to introduce to the folks or talk to them about anything special going on right now that you would particularly like to talk about?
Well, I just thank you, Thomas, for the opportunity for us to come over and talk today and give you all like a yearly update and what we're doing at the health department. I think what I'd like to do is go ahead and maybe let some of the staff talk, and then as we go along, they can tell you some of the things we've got going on. And we always have different programs that are a focus of what we're doing and kind of go from there. So first of all, I've got Betty Watson. I'd like to introduce Betty. I think that many people probably know who Betty is. She's been with public health over 10 years as an office assistant. She's worked in Overton County at the health department and been at Clay County now for several years. And she has now recently taken over our office supervisor position here, and we're really happy to have her. So, I think many people know who she is as they're out there listening, but she could tell a little bit about a day in the life of a public health office supervisor, what we do, or some of the roles that she has. So with that, I'll go ahead and introduce Betty.
Hello.
If you would, Betty. Move up real close to the microphone, Betty, where we can hear you good. Now.
I'd like to talk about the WIC program that we have. It is offered to women, infants, and children, women, pregnant women, and if the women breastfeed after they have the baby, they can stay on WIC up to a year. If not, they can stay on it up to 6 months. Children can stay on WIC up to age 5. And you're supposed to be income eligible, but you can also be eligible through Teen Care. If your child is on Teen Care Amerigroup, United Healthcare, Blue Care, just call us. It won't take us just a minute to check and see if your child qualifies, and we'd be really happy to try to help you get on WIC.
I know we're all familiar with the little signs in front of the grocery store that we participate in WIC, and I'm sure a lot of folks, what is this?
Yeah, it's a good program. Like, you get fresh fruits and vegetables and milk, cereal, eggs, several things, and I know it would help out a lot of people if you just take a minute to call the health department at 243-2651, and it won't take us just a minute just to check and see if you're eligible, and we'd be happy for you to come in and get started on WIC.
Of course, every study that's ever been made, especially in modern times, has really pointed to the fact that nourishment and the correct nourishment,
right.
The correct food for infants is the starting
yes.
point, the starting point of life for the development of everything from brain cells to big feet. come under that.
Yes, and I know it would help out a lot of families, too, because times are hard, and every little bit helps. And we also have programs called Baby and Me Tobacco Free. And if you're a pregnant woman and smoking and you come and get on WIC, you can also be eligible for free diapers if you will stop smoking, and you just have to come in for a session, so many sessions before you have the baby, and you'll get a voucher to go get free diapers.
So we're rewarding people to do things they should be doing, but it is offering that reward to them. And of course, it's not necessarily that the parent that you're really worried about. It is the fact that you don't want that young child growing up secondhand smoking that.
And we also have programs where we can do your birth certificates. If you were born after the year 49 and born in Tennessee, we can usually print out a birth certificate for you, too. They're $15.
Okay, is that one of these so-called certified birth certificates that you can use to get your passport with?
Well, certain ones can get a passport with it, but the passport requires a mother on the birth certificate. And if you're a little older like me, that's not going to be on the one that we provide. You'll have to go through Nashville. But we do have the forms, and we can help you get that. If you're, I think it's after the year 70-something that your parents' names will be on it, then you can get it through us. If not, we'll help you get it through.
You know, it seems like all of our county offices now have services like that. I know go down and basically on-site now down at the government complex, and they can print out a certificate of title for your automobiles and things like that.
Yeah.
So we're getting service right down to the folks, aren't we?
Right. And going back to the WIC, we also have a program where, of course, the initial visit is a certification. The next visit would be, if you qualify, would just be online WIC, and you can even do that in our lobby. We have a kiosk there. Or you can do it on your phone. There's a new app now that we have that you can just do it on your phone. Then we look up the certification code. You just walk in, and we print them out for you. So you don't even have to talk to anybody while you're there. Just come in and pick up your vouchers. And you can do that every other time. You have a WIC certification, then you can do the WIC. The mid-cert, you have to come in for that. And then another one, you can just walk in and get them if you qualify for that.
All right, we'll let you catch your breath a minute. We'll take just a minute for a commercial, and we'll be right back. So, but right now, let's take a little short break, and we got to pay for this thing, so we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. We finally got Betty up out of the chair. Once she got started, she didn't want to quit, but we finally got her up. And Tim Tiernan's come in, and he's taking over the hot seat. Now, see, you go in down there, and Betty's got a big smiling face for you, and Tim comes out and smiles at you and takes you back in the room and tortures you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his part of it down there. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great.
No, I don't torture you. I blow bubbles. You know that.
Tim?
Yeah.
Just exactly what do you do, Tim?
I am the registered nurse at the Clay County Health Department. I do a little bit of everything. I do head-to-toe exams called EPSD&Ts on kids from birth up to 21 years of age. We also do, like she said, WIC. We do the WIC program. I do the nutrition education. I certify them. I check their weight, their height, all that kind of stuff. I also give vaccinations. Right now we're in the middle of a pretty bad flu season here in Clay County. I've been to several games and gave the free flu shots now that we have. They're free. Also, I think we've covered about 800 or more vaccinations on flu alone this year in Clay County. I also do fluoride varnish, which is something to help protect our children's teeth. There's several different programs at the health department, but yeah, we cover a lot of things, like trying to help help some of our women with breast and cervical cancer screening. We have that program that has some funding to help with mammograms and cervical cancer checks. We also have a family planning program. We also have like I said earlier, nutrition services, immunizations. We also do TB skin tests. We do a lot at the health department that a lot of people just don't realize that we do. We also have primary care in this region too, and then we have Jessica, our nurse practitioner. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But we also take care of our kids. That's our big thing. And with the health department, prevention is our main concern, and we try to work a lot with Rob Edwards with the school system, and we work with the school and the community on doing things that are better for the health of Clay County.
Okay, I know you mentioned something there. You know, as a someone who began elementary school about a century and a half ago, I remember the TB test mm-hmm. that we were all required to take back in those days, and that's the first time I've heard that mentioned in many, many years. Mm-hmm. That you're still doing.
Well, we still have a lot of people who do home health. We have nurses and aides that the home health industry or nursing industry is pretty big around Clay County, private duty and hospital personnel and stuff like that. So we still offer TB skin tests, and we also, if we have a TB outbreak, it's the health department that's going to take the initiative on that. If we have a patient that needs to be given medicine at home, it's me that goes and gives them the medicine. So.
Okay, and it seems like, Tim, that throughout, I know the state here and then probably I know throughout the nation, that we're picking up pockets of places that haven't been immunized against mumps, measles, some of those things.
Right.
And, you know, it makes the headlines real quick when you've got 8 or 10 college students that come down with the mumps down at Middle Tennessee
right.
State University.
And one thing that's good about the health department, we don't have a lot of places are in Clay County that you can get shots at. A lot of people who have insurance or don't have insurance would have to travel out of the county to go to a provider, a pediatrician or a doctor to get shots. We focus on the kids to make sure that they're immunized, but we also provide and offer adult immunizations as well. The 10-year Tdap tetanus, every 10 years you need a tetanus. We also make sure that all adults have had their either their chicken pox and their measles, mumps, and rubella, like you've mentioned with the outbreak they had in Ohio and Indiana. We also cover adult health as well as we do children, too.
Okay, and working with the school system on immunization.
Yes.
When do you start really emphasizing or trying to, I guess you, I know you work through the schools, the Board of Education, mm-hmm. of making parents aware of your services and when they need to start doing that, and at what age, what time do they really need to start?
Well, we address, a lot of the times we address the children when they're infants, when moms and dads bring them in for the WIC program, we use that as well. That's kind of a free cookie there that we get them in, and we can make sure that they're up to date on their vaccinations and that they're either going to their provider or they're coming to us for shots. But when it comes to school time, we have a great head start here, and we work well with them to make sure that all the kids are vaccinated. We have a pre-K program at the Salina K in Hermitage Springs, and we work with the school nurses and with Rob Edwards again with the Allied School or Coordinated School Health. But we work with the nurses, and we make sure that if they need any immunization records, that we provide those certificates for them to go to school. But the big times are we do a four-year exam on kids before they enter school to make sure they have the vaccinations. Then again, when they turn 11, before they go into the seventh grade. And then when they get into high school, we make sure they're protected before they go to college.
Okay, and I know that is, seems like that our folks here are pretty well up to date on this. Our parents, they know about it, because I know we all heard the thing on the Nashville News mm-hmm. this year of how many thousand students that weren't going to be allowed to start school this year because
right.
the parents either weren't aware or had just ignored.
And we're also out there. We go to all the parent-teacher conference things that I'm there. I usually have a booth set up if I'm not there talking about one of my kids or grandkids. I'm usually there with a table set up for information for the parents, at orientations for both K-8s and for the high school. I'm usually there to provide information on vaccinations and things that they might need, the services that we provide as well. We're also here in the community. You'll see us a lot at the chili cookout, at the Halloween on the square. We're trying to, our commissioner wants us to make sure that we work with our community and let them know all the services that we provide at the health department.
Okay, now, some of the things we've talked about, I know, like I said, when back the polio vaccine.
Yes, sir.
That was one of the big things when I was, I guess, 8-10 years old, where Dr. Salt came up with the vaccine. And I can remember, you know, all of us lining up down at the elementary school and bearing our little arms and going through the line.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it on site at schools then. But, you know, thank goodness we haven't had, you know, something like that to worry with the life a little bit. But folks need to realize, don't they, Tim, that it could happen again if
yes.
it's ignored.
And we do have a program initiated already that we're doing. We call it the school immunization program, and we go into the school systems at flu season, actually probably around September and October, and we go into the schools and we give the shots to the kids while they're at school. If the parents are at work or can't get the kids to the facilities to get the shots. So yeah, it is kind of like that, but it's right now the epidemic that we're worried about is the flu season. And we have, 2 A's and 2 B's that are out there that are causing a lot of sickness and illness. We've had to close our school system
right.
a couple of times for Clay County because of the different illnesses that are out there. So yeah, we're trying to prevent those.
Okay, and what about your supply of flu vaccine now?
Well, like I said, we always can get other, if we're down to the bottom, I've got about 60 doses left. It's free, but if I need more doses, I can get it from other counties that may not have been as productive as getting it out to the people that need it, like we have in Clay. We've given over 800 flu vaccinations
right.
this year. So.
And we haven't heard any, really, in Tennessee this year, shortage of flu vaccine, I don't think, basically anywhere in the state this year.
No, there's no shortages of the vaccine. We have noticed a few things that were sent out from the state, the epidemiologists that say that the H3N2, which is one of the A types, has been a little bit more severe this year, and some of the people who have had the flu vaccinations were getting a flu, but I can assure you if they didn't get the flu shot, it would have been a much more severe case of the flu than if they got the shot.
Okay, let's take a little short break again here for a minute, and we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll continue. Still got quite a few folks in
Thank
here.
You.
Thank you, Tim.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the, I keep saying the corner courthouse, with the Clay County Corner, which comes to you every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we have got a bunch of folks here today with us from the Clay County Health Department. But before we get back to them, I think we might ought to take care of a couple little things here. One is our birthday and anniversary club, which is sponsored by the local Salina Grill and Shield, Dairy Queen, all the folks out there. I want to remind everyone to go out there for anytime they need a good meal, especially breakfast time. Breakfast time is a great time to go to the Dairy Queen. I don't know of a lot of Dairy Queens that do a la carte food like they do out there. You go up there and just tell them what you want, and they'll fix your eggs any way you want them. They don't necessarily depend on number one, number two, number three type thing. So go out there and check in with them, and with all the folks out there, sponsor each week a birthday and anniversary cake. We you call the number here, and you'll get our handy-dandy answering machine here at the courthouse. And remember, it is an answering machine, and it won't talk back to you, and it won't repeat anything. So when you talk to it, speak slowly and clearly. And you might even, if it's some type of unusual name, we have one or two unusual names in the county, you might want to spell it out for me so I can make sure that I get it right and we can announce it right here on the radio. And then we read the list off, and then toward the end of the show, we will get out our non-computerized, very sophisticated selection system and pick out a winner. I know Betty was on there a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think she won. But today we have, we've got a little list here today. We have Mackenzie Miller, who, these aren't in any chronological order today, but Mackenzie is celebrating her 13th birthday. She celebrated on the 19th, and this is from her grandparents, Dennis and Jane Miller. And also, from out in the Union Hill area, we have Ricky Thompson, who is celebrating a birthday. And I think this call came in from Darlene and Lisa. And also, Ricky Hale and Mike Strong would like to wish Ricky a happy birthday. I think both these Rickies work together sometimes, so it gets kind of confusing. And then also, we have Brittany Short on the 21st, celebrating her 25th birthday. And then we have Nathania Anna Marie Pitcock. Her great-grandparents would like to wish her a happy birthday. And that's Sherman and Liz Brown, and she will be 5 years old. So happy birthday. And also from the Union Hill folks, Jimmy Smith. And I think this he celebrated the birthday on the 22nd, and this is from Barbara and Alexis. And then we have Delmer Jenkins, and I think Delmer is over in the nursing home. Someone called him and to wish him a happy birthday on the 25th. And Paula Slaughter on the 25th, and Francis Donaldson on the 17th. And so that's our list of folks today that are having birthdays, and we will draw out a number here in a little bit, and we'll present them with a birthday and anniversary cake. And the procedure for that is that you will go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and they'll give you a certificate there, and you take it over to Dairy Queen and trade that in for a big birthday and anniversary cake, and those things are pretty good. Now, with that out of the way, and let's see. Now, I could do another announcement here. This is along the health care thing. I think Suzanne Smith with the blood drive, the Salina community, the blood drive here in Salina and at the community center in the community room down there at 145 Cordell Hull Drive, and that's Friday, February the 24th. Beginning at 1 p.m. and going through 5 p.m. And you can go online and schedule a appointment time, and that's I guess it's redcrossblood.org, and enter the sponsor code Salina, and you can set it up and have a time to go down there and get in there and give your blood and get out. And this is through the American Red Cross, and we know that those are the folks that take care of a lot of the blood supply for all of us around here when we need it. Okay, we're back again, and we've played musical chairs again. And now I believe this would be, let's see who this is, Jessica Randolph. And she is the nurse practitioner now over at the Clay County Health Department. Is that a Putnam County Randolph name, or?
No, in fact, I married my husband from Overton County. But I'm originally from Byrdstown.
From Byrdstown, okay. Mm-hmm. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And Jessica is a nurse practitioner, and We over the past, I don't know, maybe a decade or so, maybe a little longer than that, we have seen more and more nurse practitioners in the medical field. And I know, Jessica, there are limitations on things you can do, but also a nurse practitioner, which means what that practice is, understand that there are some medical procedures that you can do. And maybe you could just, what's the difference between you and an MD?
Well, we do about the same thing. It's just the medical doctor has a little bit more education. They can do a little bit more procedures than what we can do. But as far as treating, we do about the same thing in treating acute and chronic conditions. We also provide a lot of prevention methods, too, and like with physical exams, breast exams, pap smears, hemocult cards to screen for colon cancer. So we do a lot of prevention, too.
Andy, you may be able to hear me. About how long have the nurse practitioners, when did this actually come along? Do you remember how many years we've been, that this been developatory it is.
Through public health, with utilization of nurse practitioners in all of our county health departments has been ongoing now upwards of about 10 years, 10 to 15 years. This was started through the Governor's Safety Net Program to provide health care to the uninsured or those people who needed services. And so what we've tried to do is through every county provide medical support one way or the other through a nurse practitioner or a medical doctor or both. Here, Jessica, here in Clay County, for instance, Jessica is here four to five days a week, and then we have a regional medical director who comes in and reviews her charts and is also available to see patients, and he's here two to three times a month. And that would be Dr. Don Grisham, who is a retired medical physician out of Cookeville. Many people may know him. He's been with us in public health. And we're also really happy to just have added Dr. Ivy from Cookeville also, who's now joined us in public health, a surgeon. He's out working in some of our counties also. But what we've been striving to do is that we've been charged to help be out here as a safety net or a medical provider for all that. I mean, we will see everyone and be their medical home. We will see anyone except any insurance, Medicare, TennCare, Medicaid, so private pay. So we are here for anyone without, you know, there is a, we work on a sliding scale fee, but there are charges, but there are, we don't hold people to those per se. We work with people, you know, if they're not able to pay, then we just want to make sure that we're able to get people in and taken care of, and we are open as far as being available for people to come to us for a medical home, and that's the main thing we want to let people know today about our nurse practitioner services.
Okay, now back to Jessica. Jessica, a typical day in the life of Jessica Randolph would be like what?
Well, we see a wide variety of different ages. I see kids, I see adults, I see a lot of chronic conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, COPD, asthma, hypothyroidism, anemia. We also see a lot of acute issues. We've seen a lot of flu the last couple of weeks. We also do urinary tract infections. We also do, you know, we've had a stomach bug for the last few weeks going around, sinus infections. We also treat sexually transmitted infections. We also provide a lot of immunizations for hepatitis, flu. We also do physical exams, screening tests, blood work, pretty much anything and everything.
Okay, let me ask you this. You know, we were talking about, you know, the WIC program. Do you see very many malnourished young babies anymore, either immediately after birth or, you know, up a couple, 3 months old? Is it decreasing here in this area, or is it still a major problem for us?
Well, the important thing to know is that, you know, babies can look nourished, but they may be malnourished because they may be getting the wrong nutrition. They may be getting a lot of calories, a lot of sugar, and they may look like they're healthy, but they're not getting the actual protein and the good nutrition that they need. So that's important for, like, actually have a provider, medical provider, to evaluate them and look at them, because we can tell those things versus somebody else who thinks, oh, they look, they're healthy weight, they're big, you know. So
seems like sometimes the legislature tries to help you folks out by passing legislation, don't they? I know that we had the little thing a couple of weeks ago with a little bit of publicity of one of the representatives here in the state of Tennessee was going to introduce a bill that would limit some of the food available on programs like WIC, where they couldn't buy Coca-Colas and things like that they actually had to buy. It didn't last long, but, yeah. You know, the awareness is out there, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is, and that's why we've got the fluoride program now, is because we see a lot of babies that are starting on Coca-Cola's high in sugar and juice, actually. You know, a lot of juice is high in sugar, so it would be better for your baby to get milk instead of juice or sugar because of their teeth. And we know that if you have bad teeth, that also can affect the heart and other areas of the body as well.
And, you know, there's really not any safe commercial drink, is there, really and truly? When you come right, even a lot of the water is not actually safe as far as for baby nutrition and things like that. We realize that that's out there, even though the, you know, that is a PepsiCo and Coca-Cola are big bucks folks and have a lot of folks in their back pockets, and it's hard to combat that type of thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I know as, you know, watching children grow up, you know, how easy it was to stick a bottle in there with a little bit of Coca-Cola in to get Junior to quit crying for a little while, but it sounds like, you know, we're getting on the track where we can take care of things like that.
Yes, we are.
Okay, now, you mentioned, do you have regular patients that come in and see you each?
Yes, I do. I have insured and uninsured patients that come and see me, and we treat their chronic medical conditions. And if I'm ever in, where I get stuck and I don't know what to do next step, you know, I have Dr. Grisham, who's medical director. He comes in here once or twice a month, and or I can call him and talk to him, and we can go from there.
Okay, let's take a little short break. Now, Jessica, that don't mean you have to get up. You can stay right where you're at, and we come back. We'll be back here just in a few minutes, but we do need to get in once again. We do have to pay for this thing, and we really appreciate all the folks here in Clay County and the surrounding areas that advertise on our program here each week that make this possible. And with that said, we'll take a few minutes and get in some commercials from those folks.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd say we have probably improved the health condition of Clay County by at least 12% today, maybe, by just being here.
Sure, we'll take that. Yeah.
Jessica, I know you have some more things that you want to talk about. And, folks, Jessica is a very petite young lady, and I don't think she could, you know, move a patient around much like Tim is. I mean, that would probably be a problem if she had to transport him very far, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm stronger than I look.
Okay. Go ahead, Jessica.
Well, I did want to mention that our primary care has came a long ways over the years. We have a lot of medications, pharmacy, that we can provide for people who are uninsured and don't have money to access it. We also have a lot of blood work available that we didn't have years ago for screening. So I just wanted to mention that, you know, if you are, you know, wanting some blood work to check your cholesterol or different things, we have that available. We also have a quit line program to help quit smoking. I know that's or a lot of people struggle with that, and so we do have that available as well. I see that a lot. Along with our other prevention screening programs we have. We also have the BCS program, which is the mammogram, so anybody above age 50 that are uninsured, we can get them set up for a free mammogram screening through our BCS program.
Okay, and that's usually done at like the imaging center in Cookeville?
Yeah. And then if they come back abnormal, they also help cover if they need any type of like diagnostic mammogram or biopsy, or also helps with pap smears if they came back abnormal. It also helps for cervical cancer too.
So we're getting where we can cover just about everything, can't we?
Yeah.
No, we are very, very blessed in Clay County with our medical services. Of course, beginning with the Cookeville Regional branch here with the Cumberland River Hospital. You folks here, we have quite a few physicians. We've got some new physicians that are coming in, and I know at one time that was a major push at the federal level, was to get physician care into counties and areas like Appalachia and in Clay County, and it seems like that's been a successful program on national, state, and local level. Because we can never have too many. But as far as just general health care services, I think we've got that covered pretty well in this county, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Jessica, you got something else right there? You got...
I think that's it. I also wanted to say we do a lot of school physicals as well. Tim does those as well. So we do have that available, too, whenever end of summer starts. You start bringing your children in summer and start getting your school physicals.
Bring them into you and you'll get them ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I think we can probably change seats again if you want to here for a few minutes. Let's take a little short break, though, and we'll work in an extra commercial here maybe while we swap seats. So let's do a little short break here, and we'll be right back in a minute with our next guest.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. We must be doing a good job this morning through our discussions. I think we've jogged Angie's memory a little bit, and he's got some things that he wants to throw in here again. Andy?
Thank you, Thomas. And I want to do a couple shout-outs. First of all, Tim had mentioned here, done about 800 flu shots here in this county. That is a great number. If we look at some of the other county numbers across the region, I believe Clay County has the highest percentage of flu shots given for health department versus the size of the health department of any other in our region. So I just want to say Tim and the staff do a great job on outreach, letting people know about that and pushing and providing the flu shot and going the extra mile to actually go out to basketball games and out in the community to give it. But that's always been a really strong team effort, but Clay County has done a wonderful job at that. At the same time, I'd like to say we've had some changes and some new personnel join us at the health department. We still have Brenda Gilpatrick with us, our nursing assistant, and we'd like to welcome a couple of new people. We have Tara Copas, office assistant, who's been with us now here going on for a few months, and also Heather Kirk, our new LPN, has joined us, and now they're both out of training and with us working full-time at the health department in Clay County. So if you look, we've undergone a staffing change of 3 to 4 people in different roles and new staff, which is, after you've had people in the positions for a long time, it can lead to some change, but we're really glad we've added new people, and they've done a wonderful job for us. And I believe today is Tara's birthday, so also we want to say happy birthday, and we'll make sure she gets that cake. One other thing, we do a dental transport program here where Clay County School System works with us, and I want to especially say Rob Edwards, Coordinated School Health, does a great job. He actually drives the children over to Overton County Health Department, where we have a dentist on site, and brings them over on a weekly basis to get dental care where they wouldn't otherwise be getting it. So our Clay County Dental Transport Program, in conjunction with Overton County Health Department, has worked out very well and provided a needed service for children that maybe wouldn't have otherwise gotten that. But Rob has been great to work with, especially in that area. EBT cards, you had mentioned earlier WIC, you know, it's SNAP, and there's food stamps, SNAP program. There's different things that you can get other foods through. And right now, we still in the WIC program have the voucher, the paper vouchers, but we're looking to the near future to come up with EBT cards where you go to the grocery store and you'll just be swiping that like you would a credit card or some other type of card. We know that that's going to make things easier. We're looking to do everything we can in public health to stay in the mainstream and stay on top of things medically speaking, but also electronically speaking and the way the world is changing. So sometimes things are a little bit slower. WIC is a federal program, but we are and will be going to EBT cards in the future. Also, one of the things we're really excited about is electronic medical records. Right now, if you come to the health department, we still do a paper chart on you, and we've got charts throughout the building that we've had for years, and we are able to go through and purge these charts after so many years, but they take up a lot of room. We will be joining what a lot of other medical offices are doing probably in the fall this year. We'll be going to electronic medical records, and it'll be a process where we'll still be having paper charts and electronic medical records and utilizing both for some a small period of time, but we have so many different programs that we do. We'll slowly be implementing that, but within a year's time, all of our records will be done electronically, and we'll be utilizing services when we see patients. We'll probably be back in the clinic room. The practitioner will be working with a laptop and rolling that laptop from room to room, seeing them. So, I mean, if you go to your physician or the hospital or something, you see this already in many places. We will be joining that group, and what we're hoping is we'll be able to provide a better, more streamlined service for our patients and be able to provide information back and forth in an easier manner between the healthcare providers and also other healthcare services.
Okay. Now, with that, would you mind introducing our next guest?
Sure. We've got with us Elena Lefeu, and Elena is our outreach, employment, and enrollment worker, and Elena covers four counties. She has Fentress, Overton, Pickett, and Clay counties, and she's come here and talked a little bit before about what she does, but I'll let her kind of give a rundown of services and what day she's in Clay County.
Good morning. I help do the enrollment for Teen Care, the Marketplace Insurance, or what we call the Affordable Care Act, and I also help do Cover Kids. Whenever that open enrollment is not, the dates are closed for that. They close in January 31st, but I'm there throughout the year to help with people who are having a special circumstance like change of job, divorce, get married, anything like that that does need insurance. We're still there. Or if you have need teen care, if you've lost your teen care, I help do applications for that to enroll people or to get them back on teen care. Also, during my downtime, I do classes for the work. We do diabetes and chronic disease workshops, and we travel out in the communities to do just awareness of what's going on and programs that we offer at the health department.
Okay. You know, of course, teen care, Medicare, all these things, they're continually in the headline. The basic requirements, the minimum requirements to for teen care, would you go through those? Just not you know, we don't want the whole big thing, but just, you know, basically, if someone is wanting to apply for teen care, what the very few things that they need to know before they make this attempt?
Well, up front, there's only four upfront requirements that will automatically qualify you for teen care, and that is being a child, being a pregnant mom, being a parent raising or a grandparent raising a child under the age of 18 with very little income, or having breast or cervical cancer. Those are the only factors that will qualify you automatically. Other than that, you just do an application like everyone else. They would deny you up front, and then we send your information on to Teen Care, and then Teen Care has the right to determine based on what is going on with you and your circumstances. They kind of factor all that in, and then they qualify people for Teen Care after that.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering, how many people does the regional office serve in a month? Andy, do you know an approximate number of the folks that are served in all of our counties here in the Upper Cumberland area? I know that's a big one to throw at you, isn't it?
I can tell you that in Clay County, our encounters, just in Clay County itself, our encounters run anywhere from, when I say encounters, those are services provided or number count. Over a daily basis, they can run anywhere from 15 to 20 up to 40 to 50 a day. It depends. We do keep an encounter count as far as the whole region also, and it's up in the when you count every county, it's up in the hundreds of thousands. When you count Cumberland County, Putnam County, Warren County, three of our bigger counties, and then we have Overton, Ventris, White County, some of our medium-sized counties, and down to what I like to call Clay County is a medium-small county, but I mean, it is over 100,000 encounters as far as services provided to people. What I'm looking forward to, I'd like to come back here in the summer and talk about some more different things, and I'll have some of those numbers where I get some more specifics about definite numbers at that time.
What's the favorite part of your job, Elena?
The favorite part of my job is just helping people. I enjoy meeting new people and talking to them and helping to get them help. You know, there's so many people out there who just don't know the services we have and who are looking for somebody just to listen to them, to help them or to show them the next step. And that's my favorite part of my job, is because I get to be that first person to help them to sign up for insurance or whatever to get them started.
So you're on the firing line. You're on the front line firing line. Okay, a little of your background, Elena. How did you wind up in where you are now in this position?
Well, I started several years ago. I worked with Andy in a few of his counties as a nurse for, we had a diabetes grant in Ventris County. And I got to work with the health educator there, and we did diabetes workshops that we went out into the community and provided service to tell people what diabetes was and how to eat better. We helped them. It was a 6-week program. And if that was successful, we got to have it throughout the state of Tennessee. Well, we were successful, so now we go out and teach those classes. But when my grant ended, of course, I had to leave the health department because there wasn't a position. But then Andy brought me back whenever we started doing the Affordable Care Act, and I've been there ever since.
Well, very good. I think we're getting down close to shutting down time here. But no, I know one of the biggest things we've got to combat here is to convince folks that everything you eat doesn't have to be fried.
That's true.
Because we fry everything, don't we? Fried ding-dongs and anything we can drop in grease, we'll fry it. And, of course, now a lot of folks don't realize that there is a difference now in deep-fried foods and the deep-fried foods that their grandparents ate numbers of years ago, because deep-fried foods 75 years ago was in natural deep-fried substances, and now very few things are deep-fried anything natural. I mean, it's all with all of the different types of chemicals, compounds, and everything that are thrown in there that are actually the problem, isn't it? It's not necessarily the frying, but what it's fried in.
It's always wonderful for people to want to have a little treat sometimes, and we all want to do that, but what we try to talk about is just moderation and trying to balance your diet or just the foods that you eat, because what the fuel that you put into your body is going to really impact how you feel, and physically and mentally as well. So it's okay to sometimes eat those things, but it's all about moderation, and we work with that, and we'd be happy to give more information if you come and see us at the health department.
Okay, drum roll.
Draw
us out a number there.
Eddie's going to pick a number.
All right, and we'll announce that, and then looks like number 8, Francis Donaldson, has won the keg today. Okay, we've got a few minutes left here, but we want to talk about basketball. Now, we don't want to forget that. This is important stuff right now. Our boys and girls basketball teams have qualified for the next round of the playoffs. The boys have repeated again for the third time as the district champions. We had a whole bunch of, I think maybe all of our starters were on the all-tournament team over the other night, which is quite an accomplishment. But coming up, I think the girls travel to Watertown, Tennessee, and play Watertown Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday night, I believe it's Trousdale County that travels up to Salina. So we've got that game going on down there. And I believe we're at the point now where season ticket holders, folks, you got to pay again, I think. we don't have season ticket holders, because this is now under the auspices of the TSAA, and they got to get their cut out of it, haven't they? But we want to remind everyone to come out. We've got two very exciting basketball teams this year. They've both been very successful, and they need our support to carry them through to the next round. Hopefully we make it through this round and make it to a sub-state round and hopefully make it back down to Murphy Center in Murfreesboro again this year. But with that, we want to remind everyone once again that we're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on the Clay County Corner, and we'd like to thank all the folks that make this possible and let you know that this does come through efforts of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, the three-star program, and, of course, the folks that provide the money and that are our sponsors that are here. And if you've heard something today that you thought was interesting, you think your neighbors might want to hear, give them a call and tell them to tune in to 101.5 about 6 o'clock this evening to WVFB-FM, and we'll do a rebroadcast. And I believe the Dale Holla Horizon, I think they still record this, and you can go to their website and you can pick out the time. And I think Jessica just said for all of her fans and family and friends to make sure they do that and find out when she's on there, so they'll know that she is a radio personality now. With that said, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here at the same time on your radio dial next week. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.